Then the next kina, he goes through again in Yonam the Chorban, and the taikif of the kina is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers them that every single thing that happened to you was said in the Teichachas. And it goes through Mechakaisei Telechu and on. Every end of it is, you should expect it because it says this, it says this, it says this, it says this. There's the second paragraph, second, third paragraph, it says, Loma Teriva Laikulcha. Why are you all coming to argue with me? Choska Laidivreche. You're throwing strong tainus at me, and it's all because of your doing. And then it says, "Bila shayftai b'ma'etzes ibsam." HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the shayftim who perverted the dinim. Uponim histimem kishar basasam. It was master punim when he saw their perversion of justice. Ayuma lavak mitram lav isam chel basas kishmechem itam. And so on. The mashmos is that even though each and every one, he has a piece of what they did wrong and so on, and we are Kadosh Baruch Hu did, where the klolos were for the averis they did, but there's a point over here I think that's makiv everything. And he says that Ibus Hadin was specifically the reason why, either because of Gordoli's avlis, or I think it's more than that. L'chura, if someone were to ask, what's the pshat? We learn B'chukai Sai, we learn Kisavai, we learn many, many more psukim. Where you have constant teichach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of terrible things that will happen, terrible things. And when it happens, we don't seem to, we're shocked and astounded, how could it happen? Where could it happen? It's incomprehensible and so on. But you just got through learning about it. I mean, all the Tanakh, the, you know, Vayasa Rabbein Hashem, Vayitim Biyad, so-and-so, so-and-so, and so on. The answer is, the when a person is Me'aviz Mishpat, then a person learns to take Emes, and not twist the Emes, but twist the application of Emes. Yeah, it says this and this, but will apply it in a way that's convenient. The midah, the aveira of Ivus Hadin strikes at the ability for a person not to be able to act on and not to be able to recognize the emes when he sees it befoil. If a person is used to whatever it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's Kaddish, but we apply it in a way that's very, very comfortable, good for us. Not the gear for us for reason A, B, C, and D. The very Musa, the very everything like that, we learn to, we don't deny its validity, we just twist it in a way where it's application. So just like a Dayan, who's not an Amaretz, but he's Ma'avos Hadin, it means he knows the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, but he applies it not in a way that's true to what the Shulchan Aruch is, but applies it in a way that's convenient for him. That midah makes you blind. It's just like a person who learns, who instead of coping with the emes as emes, he learns how to sort of rationalize it away, will never be able, no matter how much the emes is thrown in his face, he's not going to be able to act on it. Teichach is only effective if a person has a midah of being true towards the emes. So we have whole b'chukaisai, and we learn it, but when it comes to l'maisa, because we become so twisted and perverted, then we've learned that what it says is one thing, and what's l'maisa is another thing, that when what it says becomes l'maisa, we can't face it. And that's what he's saying. He's saying, you're coming to me with kindness. How could it happen? Why did it happen? What's this all about? Can't be. I understand something. We spoke and spoke and spoke and spoke and spoke. And we said all these things. We spelled them out. So what do you mean? The answer must be because it started, the shayrish of making incomprehensible is that you twisted everything that says into meaning whatever you want it to mean. But then when reality doesn't match up with it, then you don't get the reality. He's pinpointing in the very first paragraph, the second paragraph, he's pinpointing where the shayrish of this whole, of why we're not getting it, that all the things that happened are in B'chukai Sayyid Techacha.